Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to know what I mean when you hear our next guest. Doug Barry is back with us, folks. Doug's in the building, so to speak. Doug is Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is an outstanding division of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a division that you need to know more about. Please trust me on this one. If you don't, if you've never trusted me before, trust me on this one. Your small business needs to know what these guys can do for you. And I'm so glad Doug's a member of our Brain Trust. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back. What's going on in the world of export?
Oh, there's all kinds of things going on. You know, Jim, that the sun is coming up somewhere. someplace around the world, and one of my colleagues is there greeting that sunrise and ready to go to work for the U.S. business public and your listeners.
You know, Doug, they used to say, I like that, they used to say the sun never sets on the empire, but now these days in the 21st century, I say the sun never sets on planet small business.
That's very true, and if you've got a website, you're open for global business.
Yeah, it's the truth, and there are still people, I think, who hear what you just said, and then there's a ding. I mean, it's like they hadn't thought about it before. I know that there still are people like that, and one of the reasons I know that, Doug, is because, incredibly, there are still some small businesses who don't have a website.
Yes. Time to get engaged, and you know, there are a couple of things happening now. One is the value of the dollar down against most major currencies, and that, of course, gives us a huge, especially in Europe, price advantage over our competitors.
How have you seen this impact small exporters?
A lot, especially small exporters that don't have operations abroad where they might be negatively impacted by the decline of the dollar. But by definition,
right,
most small businesses don't have operations outside this country. So most of the news is good. And in places like Europe, we enjoy now 40 or 50% price advantage over competitors in other parts of the world, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I
think the difference in the exchange rates for those other countries is like a tariff, isn't it?
Yes, it is like a tariff. And then you add that 40 or 50% price advantage to maybe one of our free trade agreements, the one that was passed by the House just a week ago in Peru, and other existing ones like those in Singapore and Chile, and that's another 4, 5, 6% on top of the dollar advantage, and you're talking about a big swing in the market concentration that we have there and in our ability to grab market share away from the Europeans and the Asians, and that's producing a lot of business for U.S. companies.
Well, and you know, you said something a minute ago that small business owners don't have an operation, an installation in these other countries, and that's true that most small business owners don't have an office where they're buying at those currencies and selling at those currency levels, but they do have something that they probably don't realize that they have. They do have a representative in those countries in the form of your compatriots, your colleagues in the U.S. Commercial Services in those areas.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and we will help represent the U.S. small business person. We will find buyers for them, and we will give them advice on how to operate in those markets.
And how much does that cost, Doug?
Most of the advice and most of the market research that we can provide are free. When you get into the more customized activity that we might do in a market, like doing special research for you on,
right.
you know, looking at your competitors, if there are any, and figuring out what the pricing ought to be, and welcoming you over there to have face-to-face meetings with potential buyers, then there is a charge for that, but it's fairly modest. Usually,
well, it's basically just something. I mean, and the thing, folks, you know, first, I want to land on the free stuff a minute. Who loves you, ladies and gentlemen? Who else brings you free stuff like I do? I mean, we get lots of free stuff here on this show, and you know, I'm always looking for that sort of thing. But yeah, I guess the beautiful part of this, Doug, is in order to get educated, just to find out what it takes to an export to another country, you won't charge us anything for that.
Absolutely free.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and yes, I love you. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is our 10-plus-year-old website. That's where you can find the show, the articles, the archives of our show, thousands of each one of those, thousands of articles, thousands of archives. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we're still getting rave reviews about the new look of our newsletter. Hope you'll check that out, and it's free. Comes by on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Our blog is there. We update that every weekday. Lots of good stuff there. It's just an outstanding website. I'm so proud of it, and you guys are using it like crazy. And I want all of you to use it because we built it for you. And then we also have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That's where you can find small business answers right now. You put an answer, put a question in, and we're going to do our best to give you an answer. And many times you'll get an instantaneous answer, maybe several instantaneous answers. So I hope you'll check that out. And it's free as well. Doug Barry is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce, one of our good friends, folks. Whether you know it or not, you have a friend in the Department of Commerce. And you have many friends. Of course, the first one is Doug Barry. But he has many guys. How many people work in the commercial services section of the commerce?
Total of 1,500, and most of them are outside this country.
Yeah. Let's walk through a scenario quickly. We've done it before, but I like doing this. I've got an idea for an export product. I connect with my local commercial services division. Could be in Memphis, could be in La Jolla, wherever they may be. And they connect me with some. They tell me, they help me find a market that might be a prospect for this product, and then they connect with some with their counterpart, their Doug Barry buddy over there in Singapore or Sri Lanka or wherever it may be, and over time, I actually meet face to face, maybe by video conference, with a customer on the other side of the water.
That's a heck of a description.
I pay attention, Doug. You taught me well. But that's roughly what happens, isn't it?
It is, and I think the important piece of that, Jim, is that this is not a spin of the wheel of fortune. It's not a throw of the dice. It's not a coin up in the air. It's a very strategic approach to make sure that whatever product and service you're offering goes to exactly the right market and goes to exactly the right end user, and we can help you do all of that. And the important part of this, I think, is after working with thousands of small business owners over the years, is something quite amazing happens to them as they go through this process. It's almost a transformative experience for them because they learn so much about their products, their business, and themselves in engaging with people from other countries and cultures, that they become competitive in all markets in which they operate. They become much better at whatever they do. And, you know, there's that one example, I don't think I've told you this story, but it's this maker of athletic equipment and and medical rehabilitation equipment went with us to Japan. And Japan is a very tough market to get into, and it took them three years. Where it might take 3 months in Canada, it took 3 years there, but they finally did it. And they learned all kinds of things from the Japanese about how to improve their product. They learned that they were using different screws to assemble the thing. They didn't have to. They learned about a different kind of, treadmill that they could buy someplace else in this country that served better. Most importantly, they learned that the size of the saddle needed to be different for the Japanese.
Wow.
And it needed to be smaller because the Japanese bum, if I can use that on the show, is a different size than most of the American clients.
You're meddling now, Doug.
I'm getting to that warm area.
You're meddling now. You're getting a little too close to for comfort there.
Taste and judgment, especially after the holidays, Jim.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you're. As my grandmother used to say, you've stopped preaching and started meddling now.
But anyway, the point of that is that they modified the product in ways that made it a better product generally, not only for the Japanese, but also for their American clients.
Right.
And that transformation that you would never expect it to happen, but it's one of the benefits that comes from looking outside the United States and learning.
We all want to get better. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Excellent, Jim. Thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. That's export.gov. Go there today. Do it for me, if not for you. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.